Please, take a seat. How was your journey in? That's good. Did you have any problems finding us? Excellent. Well, I have to say your resume and references are quite excellent. They make for impressive reading. Now, before we delve into those further, can I ask you why you want this role and what makes you the best applicant for this position? Well, that is a refreshing perspective to hear. So, let's cut to the chase, shall we? The person I'm looking for in this role is someone to fuck the living shit out of me. I don't mean a fuck buddy, a bit on the side, a fluffer, or a bit of fun. I mean a man hung like a bull who can go to town on my pussy every day and pound me so hard I struggle to walk afterwards. The successful applicant has to fuck like a steam train and be a nasty son of a bitch too. I'm talking the works. Dirty talk, slapping, hair pulling, spitting, anal, rough hate fucking, and extreme domination. This is a role for a man whom consent is a mere suggestion. Well, you do sound keen and polite too. I hope you won't be this nice when fucking me. I want to be pinned down, choked, and have your cock in me so deep it bruises my cervix. Yes, you do say on your resume that, here it is. You fuck like a misogynistic angry bear. And do you think that's why I should hire you? Well, a brutal, dominating fucking technique does sound like a perfect fit. Your skill set does appear to be well suited. Tell me, what else would you bring to the role? Well, a cock that big would be an asset. And I see your measurements on your resume. They are, well, eye-wateringly big. I'm assuming you're not exaggerating anything. Some people often tend to fluff themselves up a little on their resume. Indeed, honesty is the best policy. So why don't you prove that and get it out for me? Yes, right now. Just pull it out. Just stand up for me and unzip. No need to be coy if you get this position. You're going to be shoving that thing in my face often enough. I need to see that. Fuck. Well, that will do nicely. Very nicely. You certainly weren't lying on that resume, were you? That is a beast. Thick and hefty? Well, I definitely think I'm going to have to see it hard, too. Why don't you jerk that fuck meat as we continue on the interview? That's it. Take it in your hand and work it as we as we chat. I think I have some lotion around here someplace. Let me see. Oh, just using spit, are we? Oh, I like that. applicant is resourceful. Check. That's better. All slippery. Let's continue, shall we? So, what would you say are your greatest strengths? My, you are confident, are you? Well, just pick one. Oh, a heavy comer, really? If you were to, splurge all over my face, would you get me all covered? Perfect. How many times a day can you come like that? That many? Well, once that swollen cock of yours is at full mass, so to speak, you may have to give me a demonstration. Now, can you give me an example of when you were under pressure to come and how you've dealt with that? Oh, really? Her husband was approaching? And what did you do? You dirty man. Just slammed it in harder and faster and dumped your load into her as he watched helplessly. No. Decisive and effective. I like it. You adapted well to the situation. Can you tell me about any other challenge or conflict you faced at work and how you've dealt with it? Oh, I see. So she was clearly giving you the come on, teasing you, but she kept saying no. And how did you resolve the situation? Oh, pinned her down and gave her the hard fucking she needed. Resolute. Affirmative. I like it. And your cock does too. Fuck, you are getting very hard, aren't you? Now, what do you consider to be your weakness? A tendency to ignore safe words. My, you are a naughty boy, aren't you? Once you start, you just can't stop, huh? So if you get that thick, hard shaft deep in my dripping cunt, no amount of pleading is going to make you stop. You're just going to pound and pound and pound until you empty your balls into me. Give me a nasty cream pie. Good answer. Turning a negative into a positive. I like it. And can you tell me about a time you made a mistake? Really? The wrong hole? I bet that was a mistake she didn't forget. So tell me what happened. And you just kept going? Forcing that giant cock up her poor, poor ass. Well, that is a way to own your mistake, I suppose. And she came hard as she begged you to stop. So say you didn't fail that time, but can you tell me about a time you did fail, that is? Oh, come now. I really do appreciate a strong, confident, even, dare I say it, arrogant man. But everyone fails from time to time. So, you don't. I like that. You always get what you want when it comes to fucking. Which leads me to my next question. If that's the case, why are you leaving your current job? I understand that wanting to experience new things. Tired of fucking the same woman, weren't you? And will you tire of me? Have your nasty fun with me, then move on to another slut to use and abuse? I appreciate your honesty. And being honest myself, that's hot. Use me. Fuck me. Rape me and drop me like trash when you're done with me. Men that know how to really treat women. Well, let's say I'm there for it, shall we? Just seeing you there, jerking that fat cock as you tell me that you will abuse me like a worthless cum dump is getting me wet. But still, I have questions. So, is that the type of work environment you prefer? Do you prefer to be in control and use women as you wish? Good. And that's how you treat me? As your personal fuck toy? Your free use bitch to drive your cock into whenever it takes fancy? Well, that's certainly what I'm looking for. A man to take control. To use my fuckholes to become his. I want to be taken. Objectified. I like to unwind from the pressures of my role by being turned into a worthless fuck pig from time to time. Perfect. So tell me, what's your work style? Aggressive, dominating, misogynistic, sadistic too from time to time? When the mood takes you, I see. Going to give me a good hate fucking, are you? When I'm being a real bitch of a boss? That was more of a rhetorical question. I totally expect you to put me in my place with a brutal, hate-filled fucking when I'm riding the office hard, push me for being a bitch, pull my hair, spit on me, and fuck my cunt raw so it hurts to even walk afterwards. Exactly. Punish fuck me. Split me open with that monster cock you're jerking and make me fucking cry. And was that side of you that your previous employer saw? How would your previous boss and co-workers describe you? Aggressively horny, really. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. Using the women who work there and treating them as free use bitches. Is that what motivates you? The use of women? Really? Women are just another pleasure to be enjoyed. So, I'd just be your plaything, would I? Your free use boss. I like that. It's confident, decisive. Speaking of confidence, I see your cock there is nice and hard. I think it's time we get to the practical part of the interview. Well, how about you show me what you can do with that impressive cock of yours? Show me that you are a man that uses his dick like a weapon to intimidate me with it and then sexually assault me so hard I come like a whore. Do you think you're up to that? If you can fuck me over this desk right now and force me to come on that thick shaft of yours, the job is yours. Look, I'm not even wearing panties. To be honest, I never do. I'll never make it easy for you and... Hey! What are you doing? What are you going to ladder my stockings? I'm meant for you to fuck my pussy, not my... Hey, you bastard! I said my pussy. Not my mouth. Is this what you're gonna do to me? Take any hole you want. Have you been looking at me? My mouth? My lips? Through this interview? And just wanting to know what your cock would feel like down my throat? We'll do it. Just fuck my mouth. Ram that dick of yours down my throat. Oh, fuck. You're making me drool. You're making me slobber. All over your massive cock. It's all down my blouse, my spittle. I've got a meeting. I've got a meeting after this. You're making me look like a whore. You just made me your whore. Use my throat like a cunt. I can't breathe. Choked me with your cock. And look at me. I'm a mess. I've coughed up drool all the way down my Holland Cooper blouse. You use my throat like an animal. What are you doing now? Jerking? Do you think you can just use me like that and jerk over my face? Do you think you can behave this way? So outrageously in an interview in my office? Ouch, my hair. So what? Are you going to show me just how you can come? Are you going to empty those balls all over my face like I'm some worthless nasty? Oh my God, so much jizz. You just drenched me. Oh, so much thick, yummy spunk. Oh, you're like a one-man bukkake, aren't you? Well, oh, delicious. So, I have one more question. When can you start?